Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Lori and Company listeners. Thanks for tuning in and stopping by. As you can see from the show notes, I've put the information from the latest Reawaken Tour itinerary on below the Blog Talk Radio Lori and Company show page. A lot of stuff is going on. And you know, I do want to get to the point where I can just talk about, you know, happy stuff and beautiful stuff and do the interviews and have people coming, stopping by the show to talk about what's going on with them. But right now the focus is on getting people aware and alert and ready to fight. And I don't mean fight like street brawling or, you know, what the kind of stuff that Obama's supporters do with rioting and harassing people in public places like restaurants and going to justices' houses and illegally threatening them, trying to change their mind about issues. That's against the law. It's a federal crime. They should be in prison. But Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, get it? They won't do anything because they're Democrats that are doing it. So that's how they operate. They use intimidation. They use really low, dirty street tactics, and that's how they get in office. That's how they stay in office. So it's coming out that there is, like what we've been told, a lot going on behind the scenes, but most people just aren't aware. So I'm trying to tell you to pay attention, because for a long time, the media made fun of people who were what they call preppers, you know, preparing for natural disasters and things like that. Now they realize, oh, they might have had some, reason to be pushing that, because there are going to be food shortages, there's going to be supply chain problems. And honestly, the farmers aren't to be blamed. If there's no diesel for the equipment, how can you plow 20 acres? You know, it's like the demon rats are so insane. That's why nobody wants anything to do with them, because all they care about is keeping their foot in the door. I want to give a shout out to Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, who's an eye doctor, surgeon. And he's the son of Ron Paul, who was also a doctor and a military veteran and, you know, basically a very decent man who raised a decent son. And Rand Paul told the Democrats in Congress, you're not going to get $40 billion to send to Ukraine to bail out your scumbag pals there, because we're going to put an inspector general over that money and see where it goes. Because what they've been covering up is that for a long time, our tax dollars aren't used to help programs in America, help the homeless, the people who are mentally ill, the people that are coming back from war and their they have missing legs, missing arms. They have shell shock, PTSD it's called now. They're not taking care of our roads and our system of keeping our own country and securing our ports and securing our airports and harbors and borders. They're not doing that. They're sending it to their crony friends in high places. And that's what the Bible means when it says that we are battling principalities of darkness in high places and wickedness. But guess what? Just like cockroaches, when you shine a light, they scramble and they scatter. So that's what we're doing. And that's why they're in a panic mode, because they are realizing they're not going to be able to get away with what they've been doing. So shout out to Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, for putting the cabal on notice that we're paying attention and that you're not going to get $44 billion to send to your pals over there in Ukraine and all your big farm buddies. Big pharmacy has their pharmaceutical companies like Moderna and others have their bio labs, their bioweapon labs set up in China, Ukraine, yeah, Chyna. So when Trump said that the virus came from China, he didn't mean Hong Kong or Beijing. He meant China, Ukraine. The Nazis never went away. They just went off radar. And that's what really freaks me out, is that here we have so much knowledge about how the Nazis operated, what they did, how they manipulated public opinion, how they controlled the media, controlled people, threatened people. If you didn't do what you were told, whether you're a German officer or a German civilian, you'd be killed. You know, like, they're just ruthless, barbaric, demented, evil people occupied by some demonic force, which, by the way, this archaeologist found the throne of Satan, and he brought it back and dug it up and brought it back to Berlin and reassembled it. And right after that, it was when the darkness fell on Germany and Hitler rose to power. Okay, so the throne of Satan is behind this. And that's why when I say to you that Obama made sure that his acceptance speech was done at an exact replica of the throne of Satan, which is also called the throne of Pergamon, it matters. Okay, there's a lot of theologians that are actually, you know, not educated by communists in theologian colleges that are actually informed, and unfortunately a lot of them have passed, but Tom Horn is one of them. Dearman, he's not a pastor, but he's an informed person. Pastor Irwin Baxter was another. Kim Clement was a pastor, but he was also a prophet. You know, Mark Taylor, retired fireman, started having strange things happen to him. I've had strange things happen to me. So has many other people that are in this fight. And it doesn't mean that we're, you know, special. It just means that we're being used at this time to try to help the world. If you want to call in and discuss the topic of your lessons that you've learned during the lockdown, the number is 319-527-6779. You know, I have a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but I have to always feel like I can't, because I don't want to involve other people in my circle and maybe have them get mad at me. I'd love to talk about my family more and my twin, the teacher, and what's happening here at our place. I don't even feel comfortable talking about my farm, because what was done to us racked up our farm. And I say it was done to us because it was very manipulated, very connived, very, very orchestrated in a very diabolical way. And it came out of nowhere. And I only had one warning on Twitter, run by the Satanist, and it said, we're going to ruin your life and you won't see it coming. And I was hoping it was, you know, just some trolls being nasty, but that's what they did. They took us by surprise. So, you know, we were locked out of our bank accounts, had no place to go, had a house sold already, so we had to figure out what to do. And, you know, just all kinds of other stuff that you don't want to know about happened. And I, you know, sometimes I feel just like I want to tell you so that you can understand. But then what happens is that, you know, people are, I mean, I was smeared online. I had my businesses wrecked. I mean, all kinds of really dastardly stuff was done and nobody seems to care. And, you know, I'm not asking people to send money to help me. I'm asking people to send money to help this concept of having a scholarship for the children that are being rescued by the Our Rescue and Best for Child Rescue and other organizations that are going after these pedophile rings. And I'm not saying I have to be in charge of that money. I'm just saying I'd like to be able to say, because of our efforts, we were able to give, you know, a check for XYZ, you know, X amount to the scholarship fund. And then that would make the Rawhide Ranch be able to feel confident about hiring more counselors and, you know, putting on another, you know, like some of their cabins are basically trailers that have wood on the outside, you know, get some more trailers and, you know, have it be that this comes to fruition. And there's a lot of people that I know could make a big difference in this. And one of them is Glenn Beck and his listeners. And we can't be in a situation where nobody talks to anyone and they don't trust one another. And one of the things about why I post the information from Clay Clark and General Flynn and frontline doctors and, you know, Kash Patel and Eric Trump and Don Trump Jr. and all the other people that are involved with this Reawaken America tour, I post it because I don't care who gets the credit. I just want it to get out there. I want you to be paying attention when it comes to your area. The Virginia Beach one, the South Carolina one just happened, the Florida one just happened. And I think the next one is going to be Rochester, New York. And that's kind of funny that is the location, because that's where my husband's aunt spent most of her life as a nurse, and she was from Holland, but she was really gracious, very wise, very good woman. And she's the one that, you know, talked to me more about natural therapies and ways to help people without using drugs. And she was a very ahead of her time woman. I think Rudolf Steiner was one that she read a lot of. I might get that name wrong. But I'd like to think that Tante Tel is, her name was Kat, Katerina, that, you know, she is looking down from heaven and seeing what I'm trying to do. And is pleased. Anyway, what I wanted to go into is that some of the people that are part of, you know, what I call the reawakening, some of them are really not saying things that are helpful. You know, like one of those things is, I'll mention Alex Jones. You know, he said, oh, the Q movement is all BS, and the person behind it is Ali Alexander, who looks like Sammy Davis Jr.'s offspring, down to the overbite. And, you know, basically threw a wrench into the whole Q movement that was going on, where people were talking, you know, about that a lot, talking about the clues that were being given on the 8-10 boards and other places. And then people would look into them themselves. There's definitely, I didn't pay attention to it at first. Then I did, and I was, you know, kind of blown away. And then I was made fun of by people that I consider important. That, you know, it was a big conspiracy being set up and all this stuff. So yeah, you have to really think carefully about what you say and what you do. And that's one of the warnings that LT of And We Know and Melissa of Freedom Force have always advocated to, you know, really watch careful about your sources. And, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes, and sometimes I catch them and sometimes I don't, things that I think are, you know, legit but aren't. And a lot of the stuff that's happened to me, that I'm trying to, you know, not tell everything because not because I want to sell a book, but because I don't want what I have had happen used as, you know, some plot for a TV show. I mean, as it is, part of the race for me to get this done and to finish this book and to make do these regular shows is because I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know if I'm going to be not able to remember things, because I see that happening. That's a whole other story, but my mother started having problems finding words when they thought it was Alzheimer's, but it was actually dementia, which is what Bruce Willis has right now. And, you know, we weren't very, I mean, we knew her father, my mom's father had senility and hardening of the arteries. It basically, you know, wasn't in his right mind at the end of his life. But when she started having signs that something wasn't right, it was way before people talked about dementia or Alzheimer's. So a lot of people just thought she was being repetitive or, you know, not having anything to talk about. So you just talk about the past all the time and all that kind of stuff. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because, A, you know, be kind to the people in your life. You don't know what they're going through. And B, there are cures for these problems we're dealing with, you know, whether it's cancer or Alzheimer's or whatever it might be, that MS, like Michael J. Fox has. You know, this is all being kept from us by this diabolical group of really wicked monsters. And, you know, Big Pharma makes more money with selling drugs than they do by selling a cure. And, you know, so they'll keep you, you know, there are drugs that do good things, but they're also keeping a lot back. And so what Carl Schwab, the leftover Nazi, yeah, you're a leftover Nazi. Don't act like you're not. You're for eugenics and you're for the superior race being able to decide what happens. You know, this man speaks as if he's God. You're nothing. You're a professor. You're just a whack job professor, just like Obama, just like Bill Ayers, the terrorist, just like all the rest of you scum, like President Wilson, who was a professor at Princeton University before he became a really lousy president. You Democrats seem to only pick scumbags and whack jobs for leaders. Anyway, Schwab was talking in an interview recently with Obama's hero, the little gay fart that, you know, advocates everyone becoming immortal by, you know, basically you don't have to wait for a man in the clouds, you can do your own thing, says in this thick Israeli accent. You know, you don't wonder why the Jews are so hated around the world. It's because of scumbags like that that they allow to come to power and be focal points. I mean, my God, this man's lunatic, and they act like it's normal to be talking about getting people to basically give up their DNA and everything and have it be altered and changed the way they want it to be. Anyway, Schwab was saying that, you know, it's going to be that the rich will have, you know, the best food and the best medical care and the best, you know, liberal long. I mean, the freaking Queen Elizabeth is, what, 96 now? You know, they all seem to have really long lives, like Rockefeller and Rothschilds. Why is that? Because they're getting help and care and medical cures and biospheres that they go into and med beds that they use because they're wealthy and therefore they get to have access to that. So what I'm telling you about this for is because right now, you know, there are tens of thousands of indictments and seized assets that aren't being talked about by the paid-off media. They also have money problems, the cabal, for, you know, the hidden hand, mafia, whatever you want to call it, that runs the world. They have money problems because of their assets being seized, which was done by President Trump. Anyone who's affiliated or connected with human trafficking, sex trafficking, pedophilia, or hurting kids, their assets immediately get seized. And so that is why they ginned up this war in the Ukraine and tried to make, you know, Putin into this, you know, big, horrible man, because they're flooding the country with their operatives. And then on top of it, they want $44 billion, a big slush fund that they can distribute to their little armies that they have there and the Nazi pals that they have there. And, you know, it's all a way to waste our money some more and have another 20-year war that goes nowhere and costs us trillions, just like Iraq did. Remember when George W. Bush said that, you know, we're going to be in and out, you know, just a short period. You have to go to Iraq and, you know, it's Iraqi freedom and all this stuff. And, you know, we got to go because, you know, they bombed the World Trade Towers. Right? It'll come out that the World Trade Centers were imploded. Okay. They didn't have planes flying into them. Okay. Well, so if I talk about that, then people just turn off. It's not what we were told, and they got caught because of their stupidity and their operatives not really, oh, I'm putting up the video from 3 hours ago that, you know, showed the twin towers there, and now they're not. Oh, no, that's a time difference. Yeah, no, you got caught. Anyway, this is a war that is going on for a long time. And this is with an entity that has been here on Earth from the beginning. And if you want to call that entity evil or Satan or whatever you want to call it, off-world, it's not for us, okay? And that's really all you need to know. That right now, anyway, that this is much deeper than, you know, a stolen election in 2020 or, you know, Democrats versus Republicans. It's much more involved and much more serious than that. And all I'm asking you to do is to get on the same page quickly, because you'll want to know who, you'll want to have a group of people you can trust. Now, I wanted to talk a bit about what I'm working on. There's a couple of things. I call it Plan B. That's on my logo. If you look at my Getter page on Lori Parrish, I have my logos I've been working on. Maybe notice one of the ones, I have to put it back up. But one of them shows kind of like a bridge, and then it shows, well, I'll let you figure it out, okay? But there's a hidden message in it. And I do this kind of stuff, what I call Easter eggs, because I don't want to tell you what to think. I want you to go like, oh, okay. Because that's what this cabal does. They communicate using symbology and numbers and special dates that are important to their little satanic clubs. And for a long time, because most people aren't evil, we didn't get it. But now people are more aware. And part of that is because of the cue boards, which were supposedly run by higher up echelon people. And those people, they're under non-disclosure, so they can't just say everything. They have to drop hints. But part of it is that they're getting leaks, and so they try to get it out to the public. But then they put people in danger. So, you know, it's sometimes they refer to the Q information as the number 17, because Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. And I come right before Q, with my last name being Parrish. And I wanted to also mention that L is an important letter. It's a holy, 7 is a holy number. And there's a lot of L people in this fight. And I don't think that's a coincidence. And even like Glenn Beck, he has L in his first name and also his middle name. And Michael Lindell, you know, he's a three-L name, and Lara Logan, a two-L name. Amber Lyons is another reporter that spilled the beans on what was going on. A lot of other good people, Melissa and LT of, and we know, and Melissa of FreedomForce.live. So I'm mentioning this for a reason, because at the risk of sounding a little, you know, a little strange, God has me hear and see things, and so that helps. But then when I realize, you know, what it is, I try to explain it. But then when you do try to explain it, it sounds ridiculous. So it's like, if someone in your life starts telling you that they're seeing things or hearing things, do not assume that they are mentally out of it or losing their mind. It could be that God is, you know, speaking to them through them. And yes, it's true that, you know, you don't want to have someone, like, for example, speaking in tongues. If you don't have anyone there to interpret, you don't know what that person's saying, and it can be kind of scary. I'll give you an example of that. Torben Sondergaard of the Last Reformation said the first time they heard a person become possessed and start speaking in this, you know, demonic tone, and, you know, like he was just laying hands on her to heal her, because that's what, you know, he was like thinking that the Bible, Book of Acts, says, you know, put hands on each other and, you know, heal and pray for each other and, you know, believe, like, with the faith of a child, that, you know, you can do greater, like Jesus said, you do greater things than he had done. So he, there was something that happened where a person, you know, started talking to him in this, you know, deep, scary voice. The person that was with Torben, you know, ran behind the sofa and was, you know, hiding and afraid. And Torben wasn't too, you know, he was pretty shook up, but he just ordered the thing out of the person for it to go back to where it came from hell. And he just got himself through it. Now, if you're a person who's never had any relationship with God, or, you know, had anything strange happen to you, you know, you hear that, you know, these people are crazy. All right, there is so much more to what is going on in the world than what you're aware of, including the deep underground military bases, including the UFO activity, which I believe is from another dimension, or like a pages of a book, you know, that the pages kind of bleed into each other, like ink from one page goes into the other page. Look at it that way. But there's way, way more going on than what our people are aware. And it's not because I'm from this, you know, I was a young girl when Star Trek came into the first original series came on. But, and apparently, you know, there are people who are having much more information given to them or experiences. So I'm not saying that, you know, I'm special. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that you've got to open your mind up, that there's more going on than meets the eye, and that there is a pushback against this cabal, and that the cabal will fall. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ that this cabal will fall and its evil will be uprooted, torn out by its tendrils, by its roots, and ejected off this planet, and that we will be free. And we declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty, and we release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy it. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And just saying those words, the spoken word, is so important. And we haven't been doing that. And, you know, I'm a little annoyed at the churches, too, because they're so, you know, uptight and strict and by the book that they don't even realize that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So, you know, the churches are worried about keeping their attendance. And that's their focus in their tithing. You know, they want to make it entertaining and that it's like some social club. And, you know, that their little, you know, kingdom stays the way it is. And I've gone to churches that have, you know, huge congregations. I've gone to little dinky ones. And I've gone to things in between. And you can tell which ones have, you know, have people that are on fire for the Lord and have the Holy Spirit. And I don't mean that they're, you know, putting snakes around their neck and, you know, doing that kind of weird stuff. I'm talking about people that are just trying to be, you know, servants of the Lord. That leads me into Glenn Beck. You know, in a way, Glenn Beck has done a lot for, how can I put this? Besides being educational with his blackboards and, you know, trying to figure things out, and, you know, he's the one that got into showing, you know, what George Soros was involved with and how he got to be on all these boards and who George Soros is really, and showed the interviews of, you know, Steve Croft, a 60 Minutes interviewing Soros, and Soros says how much he liked helping the Nazis, happy days of his life and all this stuff. And he wasn't a kid. He was a young man. So, you know, Anderson Cooper, the CIA agent, or intern, I should say. George Soros was a kid at the time. He was just doing what he had to do to stay alive. No, it wasn't what was going on. He's evil. And he wants to be God. And that is what Soros has said. So Soros enjoys, you know, like crashing the British pound like he did decades ago and wrecking countries by currency manipulation and just, you know, basically going into areas that are conservative and red and flooding it with propaganda and horrible lies. And then it turned blue, red areas blue. That's what happened here in San Diego, which was always a Republican stronghold. That's what happened in Colorado, Arizona. You know, they just used stolen elections and buy-ups of ads to change public opinion. So you've got to turn off the media because they are liars. They're paid liars, and that they don't care what happens to you. They don't care if you know they push for disarming the country, And then the Chinese army comes in with their billions of people that they have and takes over and kicks you out or kills you and, you know, puts you in a masquerade. They don't care. The media does not care. They don't care about you. Conservative media actually does care about people. They care about giving good tips like, you know, like LifeLock or the one you use to secure your deed on your property so it can't be used to take out loans in your name. You know, all kinds of information that is helpful, including AMAC, which is the alternative to the communist AARP, who, you know, work for the Democrats. So AMAC is China, influential and powerful as what AARP has become. And, you know, there's a lot of really uninformed, clueless, elderly people that do as they're told. And so, you know, we got to start talking about organizations that are trying to help people. And I'm telling you that the media is not trying to help you. Every ad that, what's like 70, 80% of their ads are from Big Pharm saying, you know, take this drug to make you have sex. Take this drug to make you calm down. Take this drug if you have anxiety. Take this drug if you, you know, they're not looking out for you. Okay. So one of the things that I'm trying to do, and so is other people, is to talk about healthy solutions for living. And, you know, I've told, you know, past shows I've said that, you know, I've never done drugs. Well, I haven't. I also saw that once in my life when I was going through a tough time, my doctor was so quick to put me on antidepressant. And because I thought the doctor was good, I just like, oh, okay. And, you know, made me all like out of it. And so what? It was a, you know, wasn't an illegal drug. It was a prescribed drug from a doctor. I think it was Wellbutrin or something. And they also shoved onto my husband Medforum, which has all kinds of problems now that it's coming out about it. So we started doing our own research on things. On drugs especially, because we didn't want to be on prescriptions. And so I just, you know, I took up that Wellbutrin, you know, for, I don't know, a month or two. I don't remember, but it was a while ago, 10 years ago. But, and my husband wanted to get off of the Medforum. And so he did research and now he takes just a over-the-counter berberine, which does it for him as long as he watches what he eats. So there are ways that you can change your life naturally and homeopathically. And I'm not saying that you can't take prescription drugs. Don't, you know, keep taking your prescription drugs. Don't do anything without talking to your doctor. But there's a lot of things that are coming to light that can help you to feel better. And doesn't involve a prescription. Like for example, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko came out with like a, like basically a way to stay well and not get COVID and, you know, help with your, like if you had the jab, he has a product that can help you not to get blood clots, which is, they're calling it kill shot because so many people, including young athletes in soccer especially, are getting blood clots after taking this jab. And there are very, very decent, good doctors who have come forward to try to blow the whistle on this, and they're not being seen on paid-off media because it's almost like this paid-off media only hires people who will lie for pay. And they don't care how many people die. They, you know, keep pushing the drug. And unless their own kid or their own spouse dies, they're not going to go, I wonder how come I was well before I got this jab and now I'm not. And this especially bothers me because of my brother getting the jab and dying in November. But also because I have people, relatives in my, on the East Coast that got the jab, and some are, you know, expecting babies. Some have already miscarried, and some have magnetic areas where they got the jab. So something is going on, and you've got to be protecting yourself because the media, you know, CNN and the other scumbags out there, they don't care what happens to you. And that's one thing about Glenn Beck. He actually cares, okay? He also has done a lot to make people not be putting down Mormons because Glenn became a Mormon even though he was raised Catholic because of his drinking alcoholism issue. He's an arrested alcoholic. And he knows a lot of good people. And he also knows people who are, you know, Jews like Rabbi Daniel Lappin. And, you know, he speaks to a lot of different people. But the truth is that it can't be saying, oh, well, you know, the Catholics or the Irish are all drunks and the, you know, the Catholics are, I don't know, part of the problem or, you know, whatever. You can't just be blaming groups, okay? I will blame the Democrats for most of the problems we have right now because they did it. They're the ones that stopped the law that was in place in 1954 that prohibited letting people come into our country or groups come into our country that were anti-U.S. And that I'm sorry, but you know, one of the reasons why things have changed so rapidly is because of the mass influx of Marxists and Muslims that are radical. There are peaceful Muslims, but the ones that we're getting are jihadists and also communists. That's why our country has gone downhill so quickly. Because their plan is to take over and take what we have. They're like pirates, okay? Now, even the Muslims that have been interviewed, they go, you know, why should we get a job? We can just take what others have. You know, these people don't think the way we do, okay? And I say these people, meaning these radicals, not putting down. I'm not putting down all Muslims as being radical. I'm saying the jihadist ones are the problem, as are the communists. So anyway, if you want to call in and talk about your lockdown issues, I'm going to talk about that next. 319-527-6779 and take a little break. Come back and take your phone calls. I know it sounds like I'm rambling, but there's a lot to get through. And if you want to know what's happening with the indictments and the seized assets, freedomforce.live has that in the videos. It's just like 600 videos, and it's linked on her page. So take a look at that. I'm going to take a little break, listen to the song at the end of the ads. The song is called Winner, and that's dedicated to all the people out there who are struggling with addiction, struggling with trying to get their lives back after having issues like losing an arm or a leg or coming back from the Iraq and having to start their lives again. It's dedicated to the people who are struggling with addictions and with health issues, and with people who are just starting their lives over and starting a new chapter. All right, here you go.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Company. Today's subject is the lessons learned from the lockdown. 319-527-6779. The other thing I wanted to mention is that during the lockdown, it wrecked up my children's dating lives and other people, obviously, too. So, you know, you're not meeting anyone. If you do see someone, they have a mask on, so you're not smiling or seeing them give you a smile or making a connection. And on top of it, people are thinking, I don't want to get involved with anyone, you know, go kissing or anything else because of COVID. And as you may or may not know, a lot of the COVID tests were designed to give false positives to make people panic and go and get more jabs, because there's not much difference between the symptoms of COVID and the symptoms of the flu, which just strangely, you know, the numbers of flu cases plummeted, but the COVID cases went up. It's going to come out when they do the trials that these hospitals and schools were given money to push the COVID lockdown. And then if they recorded deaths as COVID, they were also given money. Yeah, it's so, so wicked and ugly, people. I don't know how to, it's like you have to take it in small bites or you're just, your brain will just explode. And I don't want to, you know, scare anybody, but we're not just up against paid off people or stupid people or communists or Marxists or Democrats. We're up against something much more wicked and something that's been kept off radar. A lot of people think that it goes back to Roswell. I don't know. All I know is that we can't be ruled by these people, these things anymore. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm doing my best to get away from it. I mean, I wanted to mention that yeah, stress is unavoidable and stress is part of everyday life. But we can limit our we can limit the amount of stress that we expose ourselves to. And part of that is, you know, listening to news sources that you feel and you can trust, and not letting yourself just, you know, be basically scared and, oh, you know, look at all this that's happening. You know, they want us to be afraid. When I say they, I mean this evil cabal. They want us to be afraid. They want us to not trust each other, and they want us to be feeling helpless. So one of the things that I'm doing so I don't feel helpless is I'm trying to go greener, but also at the same time help support small farms and also companies that have a proven record of being patriotic. And I say proven record, I don't mean that they, you know, give to the NRA or something like that. I mean that they have the ideals that this nation was founded on, you know, written on their mission statement as well as, you know, what they do. And, you know, I'll share more about that in the future, but, you know, I would like to have people that I reach, people that I speak to, connect to my group, so to speak, because, you know, you can actually have relationships and help one another. You know, like, as an example, my Dutch sister-in-law did herbal life when she was young, and she liked it and, you know, really enjoyed it. But, you know, it wasn't like she did it as a business. She just did it because she used the products and she liked them. Well, it's the same kind of thing that I'm talking about with what I'm doing, is that if you like a product and you tell your friend about it and they start using it, is that company going to give you a little check every month for telling that friend about the product and that they're now using it and save them from having to, you know, do advertising to get that person as a customer? No. So if you have a shopping club, so to speak, a loyalties club, it's not a lot like Costco in a way, but Costco is designed that you have to buy, you know, huge quantities in a lot of cases to get a better price. And their pricing, considering that they're so big and, you know, have access to a lot of products, it seems like their prices should be lower. And sometimes, like, they get good deals on jeans and things like that. But, like, as far as the food goes, I don't find that they have some great deals. You know, like, a sub sandwich is still, you know, $7-$8 when, you know, they're mass producing it. They should be able to get the price down to 2 or 3. So, like, I'm not saying that everyone should, you know, become a member of a club like Costco or Sam's Club or whatever. I'm not saying that that's the solution. I am saying that if you're thinking about what you buy every week or every couple of days when you go shopping, you could also be getting it from the company that I'm part of now, and I was part of them 20 years ago when they were first getting going. So it's not that this is not like a sudden choice, but it's basically that I really like the products and I think that they are greener and more environmentally friendly and all that stuff. But I like the idea of supporting a international company that's here in the U.S. And I also like the idea that they give incentives, a loyalty program, and that if you want to, you know, have a business, that they have all the tools and support there for you. So to me, it makes sense, but, you know, other people just do it kind of like a switch where they go shopping. So I'll share more about that if you're interested in the future show. But what I want to talk to you now about the lockdown, so as I said, a lot of the people have that I know, lost their travel plans that had to change. They had to they had their family members by themselves and isolated when they were ill, because they were not seeing their family. I mean, all kinds of really horrible things went down during this, and we complied. We just went along with it in general. Everyone just went, oh, okay, I'll put my mask on, which if you haven't figured that out, people, it doesn't do anything, okay? They're microscopic germs. They're not going to be blocked by a piece of material or a piece of, webbing or whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's as silly as people who say, oh, American Indians were purposely given smallpox by the pioneers, given blankets covered in smallpox, and that's why they wiped out the Native Americans. Nobody knew about viruses or germs or microscopic bacteria. Okay, nobody knew what they were doing. Oh, I'm gonna give this blanket to this Native American and get him sick or her sick. Just stop it, okay? The left are so good at being evil. And I just think you're the most disgusting, terrible people in the world. Soon you will be outcast when it comes out what you all did. You will be outcast because of your loathsome, revolting, ruthless, evil behavior, including stealing of the election. You want to know about the stealing of the election? It's all on frankspeech.com, and the evidence is there. The lies are saying, oh, it's not there. It's there. Okay, look at it, you dumb morons. And also look at Sinestra Sousa's movie, 2,000 Mules. You can look at it many places. It's all available online. You can see it on Roku, Netflix, or whatever. It's out there. So just look for it, because you'll be ashamed to be a Democrat, as you should be right now. The party of evil, the party of the KKK, the party of segregation, the party of Jim Crow, the party of kill babies, the party of kill the elderly, kill the disabled. Okay, that's what the Democrat Party is. Okay, you're not the party of JFK. You're freaking evil. And the people are realizing it now. You can have women on TV talking about their right to kill the thing that's inside them. It's not a thing. It's not a frog or a glob of cells that just, boom, turns into a human, okay? It's a human from the beginning to the end. And for a woman to go out there and say she has the right to kill what's inside her, that's doesn't even make sense. So the rights of that baby that's inside the woman, doesn't have any value, doesn't have any meaning. You're just insane. And we don't, as a society, how we treat our elderly and our unborn and our disabled, it shows what kind of society we are. And the leftist, evil, Marxist, insane, perverted left can't be in charge, because you're insane, okay? You're demented and you're insane. All right, so getting back to the lockdown. I found that I didn't want to go out and go shopping, and I live far from town, so that's part of the reason. I started looking into other ways of getting things. And I know you can pretty much, you can pay bonds to bring you food and all that kind of stuff, have your food delivered, or you order it and you go and pick it up. It's not that it's not, you can't do it. But what I don't like is that a lot of these corporations that make products are controlling, in a way, they're controlling elections because they give to mostly Democrats. And so, think about that. You're giving them your money for, say you're buying some milk, and that company gives big donations to the Democrat Party. So what you're doing is you're paying for your food from them, and then you're letting them have money then to donate to Democrats. And then the Democrats pass laws like higher taxes and more regulations and harassment and increases in cost of living. So you're basically slitting your own throat. So we've got to disconnect from the corporations, the big companies that are making products, because they need to have be neutered, okay? They need to have their power taken away. I mean, one of the reasons why I'm a little bit annoyed with what I see going on is because it seems like you have to be rich and famous in order to have any clout or any say in politics. Like, no one's going to care, what the average person says about President Trump. But if someone like Mike Lindell, who's a CEO of a company and who's employed lots of people and has had to, pick himself up from the bootstraps up, and, he's a former addict, if you don't know, a cocaine addict or crack cocaine. These are people that God has raised up for this time, for this fight that we're in. And I'm glad that Mike Lindell is being used and so many other people. But, if I was wealthy and famous and, better looking and skinnier, maybe I would be more influential. I don't know. But, I'm pretty sure that that's true. But it shouldn't be that you have to be with 200,000 Twitter followers. A lot of them are fake. This is coming out now. Elon Musk buying Twitter. The whole transaction is on hold now because it's coming out that Twitter does not have the users and the numbers that they claim to. It's all an illusion, okay? These sick freaks know how to manipulate algorithms and have their little bots out there. And, they are finding that a lot of the accounts, a lot of the followers and things are not accurate. So like Obama, he had millions of followers. No, he did not, okay? That man is a fraud in the first degree, the most wicked piece of trash that ever came into America's political scene. Well, Hillary's and Bill are pretty wicked too. And they kill people or order people to get killed. But Obama is even worse. So the whole transaction with the buying of Twitter has come to a halt because it's overvalued because it's not true, their numbers. And their users are totally inflated. And, Jack Dorsey, who loves to read the satanic verses as per his own words, apparently he thought that they could do whatever they wanted. And, people would just, think that Twitter is doing really great and all that. They're not, okay? It's like a Shell Corporation. It's just, you know, it seems like it's something great. It's not. And it's just a front. And it's just a way of molding public opinion. And it's the, if you've scraped away all the layers, it goes to the Nazis, the leftover Nazis, the leftover globalists, leftover whack jobs that want to rule the world and don't care how many people suffer in the process. I mean, you think about, you know, more people are starving around the world than ever, millions more than ever. What is the cause of that? Because we keep letting these whack jobs run things. So one of the after effects of the lockdown is I think people realized that something wasn't right, that we had really wicked people calling the shots, and that our parents got to find out, you know, just how much crap was being shoved onto us. I'm going to take a call. Thanks for calling Laurie and Company. How can I help you?
Hey, Laurie. It's Judy.
Hey, Judy. Thanks for calling in.
Good show today. You've hit a lot of high points. But I want to, what I just heard you say a couple minutes ago was about essentially expatriates and people who love America and Christians. We absolutely have got to get together, stick together, and boycott these companies that are working endlessly, tirelessly to destroy everything that is good and great about this country. People need to realize that the CEOs and the boards, these people have been working their way to the top for decades. They've been put in place decades ago. And we need to fight back. And the best way to fight back is with your pocketbook.
Right, Judy. And that's what I'm advocating. But a lot of what I'm going to be advocating, a lot of people would be like, oh, no, that's not for me. I had trouble even getting my twin and my own daughter to even listen to what I had to say about the subject. So, you know, I haven't talked to you about it because I, you know you've got a lot going on right now in our away visiting. But I came to this conclusion after going to the Reawaken America event that was in March. I picked up something there called the Patriot Spying Club, but there's other ones out there than what I'm connected to. But the main thing is that if you buy products that are made in America, that means that it has a ripple effect because you have people that make packaging connected to it because, oh, you're making this product, well, you're going to need this packaging to send it out. You're going to need this extra protection for it to travel safely. So that's, only this little, box company or, some other design company is involved because they are coming up with how to, package the product that you're making. Or, like what I say, I'd rather help small farms than big farms. If you have if you have farmers getting involved with growing the natural ingredients like CBD or hemp or the superfoods that are out there like kale, there's that kind of a thing going on. Suddenly you're empowering small farmers because they can compete because they've got a buyer for their products because that big company that's making in the U.S. needs that product.
If people want to eat, they better start supporting small farmers because the globalists are buying up farmland left and right. China owns acres and acres and acres. Bill Gates owns the largest plot of farmland in America. Bill Gates is a zero population guy. That's what COVID was all about. That was the trial run to depopulate the earth. We're going to see that in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see record numbers of deaths from all kinds of things because that was the game plan. And what are they going to bring us next? But back to farmers, yeah, we better start. First of all, you better get your own victory garden and some heirloom seeds, and you better support small farmers because they're going to be the last man standing, and that's what's going to be between you and starvation.
No, you're right, Judy.
It sounds crazy. It sounds like, you know, hey, lady, you need to be on meds. But this stuff's been in the works for 100 years. All you have to do is some digging and some research, and you won't sleep at night. So
if
you've got kids and grandkids, you better start doing your homework.
No, I agree. You mentioned victory seeds, or heirloom seeds, and victory gardens. Victory gardens, for the listeners out there, that was done during World War II to help offset costs because, you know, we were in a war and they had everything from collecting rubber and metal to help with the war effort to people having victory gardens to offset this cost of living. But the heirloom seeds, you can get that at InfoWars. They have the heirloom seeds, meaning that they are not GMO seeds. They haven't been altered to make them that was part of it, right, Judy? That they have it, that the seeds become their property, that they will control what the seeds produce. Is that, you know,
the bottom line is an heirloom seed will you can propagate heirloom seeds. Genetically
right.
modified seeds you cannot propagate from. And I mean, this is just a little aside. My local grocery store bakery, they make all kinds of bread, and you look at the labels, every single label on every product they make says contains genetically engineered food. That should scare you.
Yeah, I think the person that developed the seeds that they now have hijacked and made them GMO, but originally the scientist who came up with it, he was trying to find a way to make a hardier seed that would do well in the Sahara, or not the Sahara, the desert areas of Africa especially. He was trying to do something good, and they hijacked it. Just like, I mean, evil gets their freaking hands on everything, Judy. I'm so sick of it.
They do. They absolutely do. They, you know, it's gone on since the Old Testament days. What God means for good, Satan hijacks and uses for evil. But
yeah,
we're living in perilous times. We are living in perilous times. And
did you think when you were in your 30s that it would happen in your lifetime?
No. I knew about the cabal and the globalists because my mom was political, and you know, I was raised with her pointing things out to me, and turns out she was my mother said gas would hit $5 a gallon. My husband said, your mother's crazy, we're not going to have $5. Well, what's gas in California right now?
It's just shy of $6.
Yeah.
$6 a gallon.
Looks like we're at $4.50 in my town, and no sign of it going the other way. So, you know, people have thought I was crazy for years and years, but I've had a number of people who've come back and said, you know what, you were right.
Yeah, but what does that do for us? I mean, that's the whole thing. You're in Florida on the East Coast. I'm out here on the West Coast. I mean, you're my satellite sister.
From another mister.
but what does it do by being right? Like, I don't want to.
I don't want to be right either. I have no desire to be right.
Right. Exactly. Like, remember when people were getting back years ago watching Glenn Beck do his, you know, blackboard tutorials and explaining things, and you know, he would get all emotional and, you know, get upset. People thought he was acting. That's because he had inside information. He knew what the plan was, and that it was like on a trajectory, you know, the Overton window, where it was not hopeless, but pretty dire. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, there's too many good people. You know, they'll stand up, they'll stop this. They won't let Obama stay in for another term. There's no way that the country would want that piece of crap Marxist paracon bootlicker. You know, like I was so naive. I thought, no way, San Diego used to be solid Republican. Now it's been hijacked by the other nation's people, and they're not Americans that are voting in our elections. They're communist Marxists and imported scum. And that's the whole thing. They keep redistributing people around the map so that they can, oh, that area is too red. Okay, let's send some people from Chicago there, you know, and suddenly you have this huge influx of people who are from the inner cities. And, you know, I mean, this area that I'm in used to be extremely white. Now it's not. And that's not a racist thing to say. It's just an observation of that suddenly to somehow the whole population changed, you know, in 10, 15 years.
And that's part of the agenda, redistributing the wealth, also changing the they want to get rid of the urban areas. They want people consolidated in the cities. It's going to be easier to control if everybody's in a huddle, you know. So
right, that's agenda 21 and 30.
So you ask me how it makes me feel. It makes me sad. It makes me incredibly, incredibly sad, because I really am afraid it's too little, too late.
Well, you told me that. You said it was too late. That nothing we could do. And I kept thinking, no. We, you know, people are going to wake up and they're going to let this happen. But
I'm not seeing it. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. You have no idea how badly I want to be wrong. This is something I don't want to be right about. And I've told everybody, I hope you come back to me in 5 years and say, see there, you moron. You thought this and this and this and this, and you were wrong. And I'm going to shout hallelujah if that's the case, because I would love nothing better than to be wrong about what I see on the horizon.
Well, I'm going to go down fighting, and I know you are too, Judy. So
yes, absolutely.
You know, it might be hopeless, but we've got to try, because we're expected by God to fight. We're not supposed to be.
Yes, we're supposed
lemons.
To occupy. We are supposed
right.
to occupy.
But instead, you have this evil force occupying and making.
Well,
making...
listen, we've got preachers in the pulpit saying, don't be politically involved. Politics is of the world. The church isn't supposed to be involved.
That's not true. We're not supposed to be complicit. We're supposed to be trying to make a difference. And if that means...
Yes, we are. Yes, we're called to be salt and light.
Radical. I mean, I obviously, you know, you have some whack job hired by the Democrats to go torch an abortion clinic. That's not a Christian doing that. That's a hired scumbag trying to make Christians look bad. Christians would never endanger other people or, you know, hurt public property. That's what
nope.
Democrats.
They would. They absolutely
right.
would
so,
not.
So
and on the note of abortion.
Right here.
On the note of abortion, if you're a Christian woman and you see a female doctor, GYNOB, does your doctor refer or do abortions? If you're a Christian woman, how do you put money in that person's pocket?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. If someone's life is in danger, it's always been the law that you could save the life of the mother if it came to it, if the child was,
well,
you know, but that's very rare.
That's a red herring, almost never, ever. is an issue.
But now I think it's going to come down to that each state is like it should have been from the beginning, is going to vote on with their with their population that's in that state on whether they'll do abortions. And if you can't get an abortion in your state, then you drive across the border and you get an abortion in some other state. But, you know,
yep.
3 million people have left California because they see that it's been hijacked and there's no getting it back. We've got to arrest these people who are illegally in office. They are illegally in office.
Yes,
so
they are. You're exactly right.
How do you do that? How do you arrest them? A citizen's arrest? Then, I mean, are we going to get it to the point where people are fighting in the streets and you know, having shootouts?
Well,
because
it may very well come to that. It absolutely very well may come to that. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take for people to grow a spine and take a stand and not back down.
But how do we get the people that are crazy to not be part of it? Like, I don't really want to believe that half the country thinks that Democrats are okay with what they look, how they look at things. But
well, let's go back to the public schools, like you and I've talked about on a number of occasions. We've had really 100+ years with increasing indoctrination. So we've got several generations now who have been thoroughly indoctrinated via the public school system, who, you know, just don't know how to think for themselves and don't know how to think straight. So I don't know. You know, we just have to keep talking to people, keep trying to make a difference in wherever we've been put.
Well, I know you do that, and I try to do that, but my problem is, like, you know, you have a small family and a small group of friends there. It's kind of the same for me. My family's big, but they're all on the East Coast or
scattered
in Europe or Australia, all over the place. So it's not like I can have a meeting and have all my, you know, family and friends get together and like, oh, okay, thanks for the talking points. We'll go forth and carry it forward. You know, so it's like me doing this. It's my husband doesn't want me to do this, but I do it because it's the only way that I can feel like at least I'm trying to. It's different for me than people who have their families in their lives because they are seeing their family and they can, you know, have a discussion or an argument about these subjects with their family when they see them at the barbecue or see them at the reunion or see them at the wedding. You know, that's, none of that stuff's going on for me, and it's not going on for you either because your kids are, you know, they're
right.
You're not going to weddings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, I feel like if nothing else, we're trying our best to, in our own circle, to make a difference. The part that bothers me, Judy, is that I see people on, like, even like Getter and Truth Social and other sites, and you know, they make some little stupid comment and they get, you know, 42,000 likes. You know, like, who are these 42,000 people that are seeing that comment and feeling compelled to, you know, show that they support that comment? I mean, I post, we don't even get one single, you know, response, let alone a like. So, well, who decides which people are?
I don't know. I think it's
all.
I think
like,
it's all.
They're controlled. Not looking at your stuff. They're not looking at my stuff.
Well, I don't think anything's really free anymore. I think it's all contrived. I think it's all controlled. You know, the old saying, look behind the curtain to see the wizard. So
it's the shadow hand, like the book that you sent to me. the shadow or the unseen.
The unseen hand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to post that picture on this episode. It's funny because when I took a picture of that book to put on the episode, there was this ivy next to it, and I thought, oh, it's kind of like what it is. It's like tendrils, creeping ivy that just takes over like a jungle. So I'll post that after I get off with you. But are you on your way right now to Georgia?
No, we're here. We're here.
Okay. So I thought
anyway,
if you're driving, you
I'm not driving. No, I am a little smarter than that.
But Judy, you keep holding out that, we got to try and we got to fight, but is there something that we're missing that we should be doing? Because it seems like it's almost like the left of a hive mind mentality. They seem to appear all at one time, at the same time. Like somehow they get the word out to one another, and they all show up to riot and do their crap. Like why aren't we more organized?
Well, I think the very nature of conservatives is we're independent thinkers. We're not followers. So I think that's part of it. And liberals do tend to be hives. They don't think for themselves. They don't think. They feel. They're feelers. They're not thinkers.
How they feel. So if after World War II they had the baby boom, I'm a baby boomer, a boomer or whatever it's called.
I'm a boomer. My husband and I are boomers. We were talking about that yesterday. In our area, all of the doctor's offices, there are no independent doctors hardly at all anymore. They've all been bought up by hospitals. Well, who controls the hospitals? CDC, the WHO. The Fauci's.
That's the other thing I wanted to mention about the WHO. They have the documents now showing that they want to be in control and have the unelected bureaucrats of the WHO, World Health Organization, basically decide if
who gets what care,
lockdown, or if we are allowed to work, or if
Yep.
That we're supposed to believe them, that there's an epidemic. Got to get your smallpox booster shot and all that crap. In the meantime, they're letting in from the borders, people who have plague and other things.
How about the fentanyl that's coming in over the border? We had a bust in my city here last month. 6 pounds of fentanyl kill everybody in the United States. The cops who did the bust, because they had handled the boxes that it was in, had to be hospitalized. So stop and think about next time you go into a store and you pick up something. Has there been some idiot, evil person in that store before you wiping fentanyl on the boxes? Because all you got to do is just touch it. You just have to touch it.
That's very interesting. I had heard some stories, and I saw with my own eyes before this COVID thing happened. Saw a lot of, I hate to say it, but they were Asian, and they had masks on, and it was way before COVID with the masking. And I kept thinking to myself, are these Asian people wearing the mask because they come from such highly populated areas that it's just like a natural thing to them to wear the mask. So I noticed them. But this one particular store I was in, which I probably shouldn't mention, I'll get sued, I saw the woman.
Then don't say it. It doesn't matter. Whatever store you were in the store.
Yeah. But I saw this woman with the mask on, and she was spraying clothing with a aerosol kind of thing. And I thought maybe I mean, you know how when you see something weird, you think, did I see that right? I thought maybe she had taken out her own perfume, and it looked like she was spraying the clothing, but it was actually she was spraying her arm. But that's, I looked again, and she was spraying the clothing. So I wonder if they had people paid, like communist agents, to go and spread the germ around. I mean, that sounds...
Well,
that sounds,
the bottom line is, don't put anything, don't, that it will lie, cheat, steal, and commit murder. Do not put anything past them. And you and I know a little bit. We probably don't even know the tip of the iceberg, if truth be told. So...
Right. So who does know? And why are they special that they get to know? I heard a conversation with Donald Trump being asked about aliens, and he said that he does have some information on that subject and he will discuss it in the future. And it was Donald Trump's voice, or at least it was a compilation of edits to make it seem like it was his voice, because they can do that now. I mean, they could have me on TV saying, you know, I want to kill,
yep,
you know, so, and it would look as if I was actually saying it. Doing what we're doing is actually an act of bravery, because these demons are so wicked that they have no problem with, you know, framing people, etc. But that's probably why I went off radar for such a long time, because I just thought, you know, I'm going to bring attention onto myself even more than I already have, you know. I mean, there's probably a ream in some file someplace on, you know, crazy things that Lori has said. And they're not that crazy. But, you know, that's how I feel like they just are keeping data on everyone. But so Trump said in this brief interview, like, that he has information about the UFOs and the aliens, but he's not ready to discuss it. So that leads me to two conclusions, that there are a group of people that know exactly what's going on, and they won't discuss it because they think we can't, as a population, handle it. Or
we probably couldn't handle it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say what I think's going on, and we've had this conversation before, and we are totally on the opposite sides. But, you know, the movie Disclosure with Stephen Greer, he shows that they have the ability to reverse engineer basically downed craft. And you can tell when it's a fake, when it's been reverse engineered, because you can see underneath that, you know, it's not legitimate. And it's called Skunk Works, and they have an operation in California where they do this crap. But they're doing it, they say, because they're obviously having something to follow to reverse engineer, but that there is also, like, basically between the dimensions interaction going on. That's what Space Force is about, is to try to secure the wormholes and the portals and the black holes, because there's basically leaking going on, you know, crap from other dimension, other galaxy, I don't know, coming over into our realm. And I believe that they look at this other dimension, you know, entity, looks at us as basically how we look at cows, that we're just for consuming. And that's,
yeah,
why,
I've heard
so
that before too.
Well, maybe that's why there's so many missing kids, Judy. I mean, that they're actually.
Well, I think the missing kids are kidnapped in traffic. That's what I believe, and I think it's.
Well, how many perverts in the world? There's got to be more to it than that, Judy. Because how many perverts in the world are there?
You and I have had this conversation before, and I have no problem understanding and contemplating and believing that evil runs the world, this world. is run by evil. And that's just a fact. And God allowed it. Satan's on a leash. God allows him to do what he's doing. But it's all going to be sorted out at some point. The really, truly, the bottom line, everything that's going on is a battle between good and evil. It's that simple. It really is that simple.
It comes down to that. Like that's the bottom line. It's between good and evil, and pick your side because it's coming down to the big.
You're right. This is the time for people to pick a side. Pick a side. You're either going to be on the side of God or you're going to be on the side of Satan. You need to pick. And depending on what side you pick, if you pick the side of God, you better get busy because there's lots to be done. But listen, I'm at my destination, so I need to run. But good show today.
Thanks for calling in, Judy. Good to hear from
we'll
you.
We'll talk again. All right. Take care.
Judy.
Blessings to you.
God bless
all right.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I wanted to thank Judy for calling in today. Wasn't expecting that. She's in Florida. So she has an interesting take on things usually, but we don't agree on aliens. I don't even know what I believe about that. All I know is that there's definitely either really good fakes of UFOs in the sky or they're really real. And, you know, they're not showing them on regular media, but there are other alternative media like YouTube and BitChute and Brighteon and Rumble that has, you know, very believable looking UFO sightings. And UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object. And, you know, it doesn't mean that it's some, you know, very friendly little green men that are here to help us. It could be that they're here to hurt us or take over. So, you know, it's important that we all get informed or at least try to be aware of other points of view. You don't know everything. And, you know, if you'd have an attitude that oh, those conspiracy theorists, you know, they made fun of people like me saying that Obama was wicked and terrible and a Marxist and Black Panther pal and Farrakhan pal and terrorist pal and a fraud. And, you know, he wasn't really from Hawaii. He was from Hawaii in Kenya. He used to brag about being a Kenyan on his college, in college when he was there, he talked about being a Kenyan. But suddenly, oh, I guess I didn't know that you can't be a U.S. president if you don't have a U.S. father and a U.S. citizen mother. Oh, I know, I was from Hawaii. And they had pulled some strings with their CIA operatives and their scumbags, including his mother or his grandmother, to cook up some fake documents. And suddenly he's eligible. So, you know, nobody would listen to President Trump about that subject or even Sean Hannity. And then they, oh, that's conspiracy. No, it's true. It's fact. It's going to come out. And then what? You say, oh, sorry. You know, how many people's lives were ruined by this prick? How many people had their, lost their jobs, lost their family doctor, lost their health coverage, lost their peace of mind, had themselves audited like we were, all the other stuff that happened to many, many people. And I think it's, you know, it's not just a handful of people. Thousands of people were audited by Lois Lerner, Obama's pick for the IRS. She targeted conservatives, Tea Party people, people like me, people like Judy, people like Dinesh D'Souza, who made a documentary about Hillary and Obama, and suddenly he's in prison for 9 months for basically taking donations to give to his friend who was running for office. That's not illegal. You know, these scum do much, much worse things than that daily, but they put Dinesh D'Souza in prison. Dinesh D'Souza just made a movie, 2,000 Mules. Watch it. Learn. Get yourself include in. As you can see from the show notes, talking a bit about stuff in the jab. Maybe you don't mind walking around with nanoparticles in you that change your DNA and transmute you and make you basically a easy to track altered human. But I don't want that. And then only way that this is going to stop and the push forward is going to stop is if we say no. No, no, no. And we'll kill you if you come near us. Okay. That's our attitude we have to have, is that that's a declaration of war, to be shoving and mandating people take jabs for stuff that they don't want. And can you say, God, like, they would survive anyway. Like, if you got COVID, you have a very, very good 9 in 10 chance of survival. Unless they shoot you up with something else while you're in the hospital bed so they can get their $10,000 bonus bucks for having a COVID victim. Yeah, that's what was going on. That's the ugly, ugly truth that's going to come out. You know, wicked people hire wicked people. If you're a wicked person and you run a hospital, you're going to look for ways to line your own pocket and bring in some money so you look like a, you know, really effective director because you've got some windfalls of money and heavy doses of influx of cash. You know, it doesn't take much to buy off a politician, to buy off a hospital director, to buy off a principal, a superintendent, a congressperson, a mayor, a governor. I mean, all you need to do is look for really wicked people. And that's why we have to look for Christians, because a Christian's a lot more likely to care about their immortal soul and being in going to heaven and being able to stand before God and say, you know, this was your life, and you know, I ask you to take me into heaven, Lord, and the Lord to say, yes, you did a great job, come on in, versus being thrown into eternal damnation and separation from God and your loved ones and heaven. So we can't let these demons have jobs. We can't let them be near our kids, and we can't let them be in power. And how do you vet someone? Well, guess what, people? There are people now that can see wickedness attached to people. Yeah. There are what they call seers. They can see the other realm. There's movies being made about it right now, and a lot of the stuff that you've seen on TV is not that far from the truth. There's a show called Dead Zone that you might want to, I think Michael Anthony Hall is the star of that. They can see it's hard to explain, but what God shows people sometimes is very real, and other times it's just like a shadow of what the other realm is, and it's the spiritual realm. And then, you know, a lot of churches, a lot of theologians, you know, don't even deal with it, so, or don't even know about it. Or they don't want to talk about it if they've had something weird happen, because, or something, I shouldn't say weird, something, something that you can't explain that seems strange. Because they don't talk about it because they don't want to be made fun of, and they don't want to lose their congregation. But more and more, there's going to be people seeing stuff that really, it's important. And so those people will, I mean, there'll be a lot of false prophets and false, you know, people that pretend that they see stuff that really don't see stuff. But there are people right now that, there's a guy named Stone who actually has the good white hats in the government that pay attention to what he says, because he actually saw 9/11. And actually Alex Jones talked about it too before it happened. So people have got to realize that there's a lot more that we don't understand than that we do understand. And so one of the reasons that I'm mentioning this is because I'm planning on hopefully talking to three people in the future. One person is the owner of a local event venue. And I just want to get her take on what she's working on. And then the second person is, I want to talk to L.A. Marzulli, who is one of those people who's a Christian, and he has seen UFOs. And unfortunately, his film partner that made very good documentaries when they would go to South America recently died of a heart condition. But L.A. Marzulli has covered the elongated skulls that were found and the giant skulls, the giant skeletons. And he's covered it quite a bit, and people just brush it off like it. But it's proof that the Bible, what it talks about, Genesis 6, you know, there were giants in those days and afterwards, it shows that there is validation to what the Bible is trying to tell us about. And the elongated skulls aren't from head shaping. Yeah, there were parts in tribes that did that to try to look like the gods, look like these, you know, elongated head people. But the elongated head is a sign of a Nephilim. And it's a whole other subject, but I want to talk to him. And the third person that I want to speak to and interview, hopefully, is a local spiritual person. I guess you would say a medium. And she wasn't that way until after her parents died, and then she started getting messages in her parents' native tongue, which is a very unusual language that she spoke. And so she knew that it was coming from her parents because of this, it's like Serbian or, you know, something like that. It's a very distinct dialect. And so she paid attention because she had validation that it was from them. And I'm not saying, you know, that you got to start talking to your dead relatives. I don't do that, and I'm not advocating that. I am saying that there is a spiritual realm that overlaps into our reality, and there are people that are more aware and connected to it. And I was at one point, you know, pretty connected. And but when you're stressed out or worried or upset, the connection breaks off. All right, so you gotta have the right head frame of, you know, gotta have your head on right in order to connect. But getting back to what I want to talk about. So, you know, they have these there are other groups out there that are trying to get people to think about transferring what they already are buying to this U.S. company that makes their products in America, manufactures them here, and then sources the, you know, ingredients. Some of the ingredients are getting from other parts of the world, which helps those economies to be able to have a product that they're selling to this major corporation, major company. And that way, it helps in a lot of ways. It helps the local economy, and it also helps internationally. And this company actually sells in Europe and all over the world. One of the things that makes sense is that if you have an area of the world that could be taken out of poverty by giving them the ability to produce a product that, like say sand for making mirrors, you know, that's what they work on. They use their, you know, resources that are right there, like in desert climates. You know, imagine how many lives you can change by just having a, you know, business come to the area where the resource is, whether it's, you know, sand as an example or something else. And then they could have local people employed and help their economy. Well, in order to do that, you have to be able to have people buy their products that they're already buying from the manufacturer that is making these U.S.-made products. So this company has been around since 1985, and they put their research into the products. They have like over 400 products right now, and you know, they're safer and they're eco-friendly and they're affordable. They're the same price, if not less, than what you get at, you know, the food store. But the difference is that it's like other benefits to being a member that include what I call loyalty checks, where you get a thank you check for referring someone, or you also can get, you know, like products that are on special buys, or, you know, spend a little bit more and you get free shipping. Save money by buying a bundle, like a pack, instead of individually. So there's reasons to do it. But the one thing that I am kind of pulling me this way is that I really want to be able to help U.S.-made companies that make their products here in America, because that's the ticket. If we can take back what was given to China by the Democrats by outsourcing our jobs and our factories to foreign labor, that would help a lot. I mean, we could still have that, but that we are, you know, getting our own products, that we control the product quality here, and that we know that it's Americans that are in charge, not you know, foreign spies and you know, people that hate America, or even worse, you know, some Satanists. I mean, perverts and Satanists. Like, who wants to be giving them money? So this is a whole plan that I think can work, and I think anyone who's open-minded, who listens to it, would be like, yeah, that makes sense. And it doesn't require you to spend any more money than what you're already spending, because you're already buying this stuff, you know, cosmetics and personal care and, you know, products for cleaning floors and your sinks and your bathrooms and, you know, energy bars and fitness drinks and all popcorn. I mean, coffee. I mean, it's all stuff that you're already buying. So it makes sense to get it from a company that you can trust, that makes it here and employs Americans. I mean, I just think it's a no-brainer. And like right now, if you're interested in learning more about it, you can send an email to Lori Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H, at consultant.com. And, you know, that's show you like a 6-minute video, show you a couple other things, and you say, yeah, that makes sense, or no, it doesn't. And right now you can sort of pay the usual price of $20 for your membership. That's a year, 20 a year. And right now it's $1. So it's kind of like, you know, not much of an investment at all. And it has other member perks, which include savings on other things. I mean, even like 2% back on what you purchase from like over 6,000 retailers. I mean, there's other benefits to it. Dental and other vision and other things that are definitely worth talking about. But I'd be happy to talk to you about it if you want to give me a call. It's 855-201-6152 or Lori Parrish at consultant.com. And it, for me, it's about my wanting to make America more independent. We are a superpower, and that we are ruled by good people, decent people, God-loving people, not communists and perverts and Satanists. It's like very, very plain for me. Okay, so we're at the end of the show, and I'll be sharing more information in the future about some other entrepreneur ideas. I personally like things that, you know, are what I call win-win solutions. And so that I think what I'm talking about is there's lots of other choices out there, of course. But I'd like you to be part of my group, my Lori & Company group, because I can offer other benefits for our group that you might not get from, you know, other ones. And, you know, it's not even like any risk involved. You can cancel your membership once. The other part of it is the Heart Club. That's to help with the Operation Rainbow, the fundraising for Rawhide Ranch, which they are getting donations sent directly to them. And that's great. And now they're offering basically accredited school and charter schools. So check out rawhideranch.com. The thing about helping the Rawhide Ranch is that that's also the right thing to do because, as I said, they had their income shut down for nearly 2 years thanks to the lockdown in California, and they need help. So there has been international support that I've seen come in to the good folks at Rawhide Ranch. And you know, for your donations, thank you very much. I have a great vacation escape that is for the donors to enjoy. It's to the Podcatcher in Cambria, California. But I'll talk more about that on the next show. And thanks for stopping by. Be bold, be brave, be free. God bless you.